right back on the Chad Hastie Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. Hey, we get to go to the phones right now, visit with our next guest who, well, he's got to be pretty happy about some endorsements that have come his way lately. We've got Nate Sheets, candidate for Texas Agriculture Commissioner in the Republican primary. Nate, welcome back to the show. How are you today?
Oh, dude, I am awesome. How are you doing? Are you staying warm out there?
It's it's warm inside. Outside, not so much. But as long as you're, as long as I'm inside, I'm good. Yeah, absolutely.
That's good.
Hey, good. You know, you've got the endorsement.
It's been a great week.
You've got the endorsement of the governor this week. He had some very nice things to say about you, and took a jab at your opponent in the endorsement. But I mean, it's got to be nice to have the endorsement of the governor, right?
I think it adds a little wind into our sails. That's for sure. It's been a very busy 36 hours since the governor announced that. It's been amazing. Very grateful to Governor Abbott for getting behind the campaign.
So what, obviously people can read the endorsement for themselves, but why do you think the governor ultimately decided to throw his support and his endorsement and his weight behind you?
You know, there's a lot of ethical issues and public perception that there's a lot of things that have gone wrong internally inside the Texas Department of Agriculture, which only distracts us away from all the things that we really need to get done and really focus on helping farmers and ranchers not survive but thrive and to be able to clean up the food. And so I think that the governor thinks that I'm the right guy to be able to go in there and kind of work up and clean up the mess that's been created by the current leadership and get focused on serving farming and ranching families all over Texas.
What do you say to the folks out there? And I've heard from a few people who go, yeah, you know, I mean, Sid's different, but he's our kind of different. We like him. He seems like a regular guy we could, you know, have a cup of coffee with. And you know, I mean, you kind of hear that on the campaign trail from some folks that Sid just has this magical connection to voters. Do you think that's true, or do you think people play that up a little bit?
I think people play it up a little bit, and he is a masterful storyteller. Yeah. But the facts that he shares when he's telling stories are as much fiction as the story he's telling. And so it's hard to know what side of the library you're on when you're listening to Sid telling a story. You're in the fact section or in the fiction section? And so, for instance, when I'm out speaking with him, he talks about his chief of staff, Todd Smith, who's only pled guilty because a George Soros DA was trying to prosecute him, and just like they did Donald Trump. Big difference between him and Donald Trump is Donald Trump never pled guilty to a felony.
Yeah.
And so I just tell people, go Google, pull out your phones right now, people, Google Todd Smith felon. And even people in your listening audience, go pull out your phone and Google Todd Smith felon, and you can see the reality and the truth behind what's gone on with TDA as it relates to Sid's best hire ever.
Well, okay, connect the dots. Connect the dots for us from Smith to the Ag Commissioner.
Yeah, so Todd Smith's been his campaign consultant for 24 years, ever since he's been in politics. And when they brought the hemp program to the state of Texas, they had the licenses were $100. So Todd Smith told everybody there's only going to be 15 hemp licenses. So if you want to make sure that you got one, you give him $25,000, and he will make sure you get one. So after he had $150,000 wired into his account, he was arrested and charged with felony commercial bribery. They were prosecuting him. They subpoenaed Sid to testify, and so Sid didn't have to testify. This guy pled guilty. Todd Smith pled guilty to a felony commercial bribery, and he could no longer, and since he pled guilty, he had a deferred adjudicated sentence. But he couldn't be a lobbyist anymore. Now, they would have convicted him had he not pled guilty. So Sid hired him as a chief of staff at the Texas Department of Agriculture, where he is today, making $218,000. And Sid is so proud of him that about a month ago, he took the org chart off of the TDA's About section, where 2 months ago, you could have gone and clicked on there and seen the entire org chart of pictures with Todd Smith right beside Sid Miller, but now that's gone. And so Sid is trying to hide the fact that he has Todd Smith in there, and the guy is a convicted felon. Now he's leading the very organization that serves the people that he was defrauding.
Yeah. What would, if elected, tell folks how you'd run the department differently?
Well, we're going to clean up all of the unethical behavior. We're going to go in and we're going to focus on the culture, and we're going to have a service focus of excellence with farmers and ranchers at the center of this, and not have the commissioner's picture everywhere in the center of it. We're going to go in, we're going to deregulate as much as possible. I'm a deregulation guy. We need to lower fees. Sid Miller raised fees on farmers and ranchers by $26 million. Matter of fact, about 2 weeks ago, even on the hemp license, he went from $100 a year to $20,000 a year, just arbitrarily. And so we're going to go in there and review all the regulations and the fees, and we're going to try to deregulate that. We're going to go in, we're going to take the Go Texan program, which I was a member back in the early 90s. It's a program that's by TDA to help farmers and ranchers be able to sell to consumers and access markets, but it is does nothing, absolutely nothing. So we're going to go in and we're going to revamp that program, and we're going to call it the Grown Texas program, and we're going to make sure it's just agriculture. We're going to get them access to retail stores as well as direct to consumers and a platform, and then we're going to go change the school lunch program. We're 44th in the nation in school lunches, and so we're going to be in the top 10 by the end of our first term.
What does that mean? Well, we're 34th in the nation on school lunches. What does that mean?
Nutritional. Yeah, so the nutritional value, the Texas Department of Agriculture is in charge of feeding 5.5 million kids in school lunch programs. We are 44th in the nation in nutritional value in school lunch programs.
So you want to make them healthier?
Huh?
You want to make them healthier?
Absolutely. Okay. We want to be in the top 10.
Yeah, okay. You know,
we're 41st in the country in education, but those kids perform according to how they eat. And Sid let fryers back in, sodas, and sugary snacks as one of his very first acts when he first became the Texas Department of Agriculture commissioner. And now we have an environment where 78% of kids 18 to 25 can't even serve in the military because of their health.
I don't think you're going to get the kid vote. I hate to tell you that, but, well, they can't vote anyway, so there you go. No, I think that's
all their mamas.
Tell folks where they can find out more about your campaign and what you want to do.
NateSheets.com, NateSheets.com. And go follow us on social media, Nate Sheets for TX or for Texas. And listen, February 17th, voting starts. So go tell your friends. Texas cannot afford another 4 years of Sid Miller at the helm of the Texas Department of Agriculture. It's time for a change, and the winds are blowing in our favor, but we need everybody to get behind us, and we're not going to leave it to chance, and we're going to act like we're going to lose.
All right, very good. We'll have you back on before the start of early voting, that's for sure. Thank you, sir.
All right, Chad. Thanks, brother. Talk to you later.
You bet. Thank you. That's Nate Sheets. He's running the Republican primary. Has a lot of momentum behind him, has a lot of endorsements, a lot of good people backing him, that's for sure. That's gonna be an interesting race when we come down to it. I don't know, Sid Miller's not really even campaigning. Anyway, Nate Sheets, running for Ag Commissioner here in Texas. We'll be right back.